Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. जय प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद जय जगद्गुरु शिल प्रभुपाद नितय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजगाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमादेशी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव भक्त वृंद की नमाचर श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवसादि श्री गौर भक्त वृंद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की समवेत वैष्णव भक्त वृंद की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनःभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स पदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीजूतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगुणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगुणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कंत राधाकंत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये पंचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवसादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। मुखं करति वाचालं पुंगं लंघायति गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दिनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्यमीश्वरं नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिस्वरूपदामोदर स्वामिनिति नामे নমস্যাদ ভক্ত মনে মণিপুরদ্ভায় চ প্রভুপাদ সদ্পানি প্রচার নিরতায় নমম বিষ্ণুপদায় কৃষ্ণপৃষ্ঠায় ভূতলে শ্রীমতে ভক্তিবেদান্ত স্বামিনীতি নামিনে নমস্তে সারস্বতী দেবী গৌরবাণী প্রচারিণে নির্বিশেষ শূন্যবাদী পশ্চাৎদশতারিণে। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 7, Text 11 to 14. Text 14 is written on the board. So first we'll read text 11 to 13, then we'll recite text 14 together. Text 11.
ইত্যুক্তাস্তং বিহায়েন্দ্র দেবর্ষির মানয়ন বচহ অনন্ত প্রিয় ভক্তায়াম পরিক্রম্য দিবম যজৌ। When the great saint Narada Muni had thus spoken, King Indra, being respectful to Narada's words, immediately released my mother. Because of my being a devotee of the Lord, all the demigods circumambulated her. Then they returned to their celestial kingdom. Purport. Although King Indra and the other demigods are exalted personalities, they are so obedient to Narada Muni that King Indra immediately accepted Narada Muni's words concerning Prahlad Maharaj. This is called understanding by the parampara system. Indra and the demigods did not know that a great devotee was in the womb of Kayadu, the wife of Hiranyakashipu. But they accepted the authoritative statements of Narada Muni and immediately offered their respects to the devotee by circumambulating the woman in whose womb he was living. To understand God and the devotee by the parampara system is a process of knowledge. There is no need to speculate about God and his devotees. One should accept the statements of a bona fide devotee and thus try to understand. Text 12. তত মে মাতরম ঋষি সমানীয় নিজাশ্রমে আশ্রয়েষ শয়তাম বৎসে যাবতে ভর্তুরাগম। প্রহ্লাদ মহারাজ কন্টিনিউড, দ্য গ্রেট সেন্ট নারদ মুনি ব্রট মাই মাদার টু হিজ আশ্রম অ্যান্ড অ্যাসিউড হার অফ অল প্রোটেকশন সেইং, My dear child, please remain at my ashrama until the arrival of your husband. Text 13. Tatheti abatshid devarsher antike shakutu bhaya yavad daityapatir ghorat tapaso na navartata. After accepting the instructions of Devarshi Narada, my mother stayed in his care without fear from any direction, as long as my father, the king of the Daityas, had not become free from his severe austerities. Then text 14, which is written on the board, please repeat after me. ঋষিং পর্যচরাত তত্র ভক্তিয়া পরময়া সতি অন্তর্বত্নি সগর্ভস্য Kshemaye Kshemayaccha Prasutaye Rishing Pariyacharat Tatra Bhaktya Paramaya Sati Antarvatni Sagarbhasya Kshemayaccha Prasutaye Rishing Pariyacharat Tatra Bhaktya Paramaya Sati Antarvatni Sagarbhasya Kshemayaccha Prasutaye Rishing Pariyacharat Tatra Bhaktya Paramaya Sati Antarvatni Sagarbhasya Kshemayaccha Prasutaye Please. Bhaktya Paramaya Sati Antarvatni Sagarbhasya Kshemayaccha Prasutaye Nishi Pariyacharat Tatra Bhaktya Paramaya Sati Antarvatni Sagarbhasya Kshemayaccha Prasutaye Nishi Pariyacharat Tatra Shri Mara
Mataji's
Rishing Pariyachara Tatra Bhaktya Paramaya Sati Antarvatni Sagarbhasya Kshemayaccha Prasutaye Rishing Pariyachara Tatra Bhaktya Paramaya Sati Antarvatni Sagarbhasya Kshemayaccha Prasutaye Rishing Pariyacharat Tatra Bhaktya Paramaya Sati Antarvatni Sagarbhasya Kshemayaccha Prasutaye
Word meaning Rishim unto Narada Muni Pariyacharat rendered service Tatra there in the ashram of Narada Muni Bhaktya with devotion and faith Paramaya great Sati the faithful women Antarvatni, pregnant, Sagarbhasya, of her embryo, Kshemaya, for the welfare, Icha, according to desire, Prasutaye, for deliverance of the child. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Srila Prabhupada ki Translation My mother being pregnant
desired the safety of her embryo and desired to give birth after her husband's arrival. Thus, she stayed at Narada Muni's ashrama, where she rendered service unto Narada Muni with great devotion. Purport. It is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Matra Shastra Duhitra Va Na Vivikta Shano Bhavet Balavan Indriya Gramo Vidyangshamo Pi Karshati. One should not remain in a secluded place with a woman, even one's mother, sister or daughter. Nonetheless, although one is strictly prohibited from staying with a woman in a secluded place, Narada Muni gave shelter to Prahlad Maharaja's young mother, who rendered service to him with great devotion and faith. Does this mean that Narada Muni transgressed the Vedic injunctions? Certainly he did not. Such injunctions are intended for mundane creatures, but Narada Muni is transcendental to mundane categories. Narada Muni is a great saint and is transcendentally situated. Therefore, although he was a young man, he could give shelter to a young woman and accept her service. Haridas Thakur also spoke with a young woman, a prostitute, in the dead of night. But the woman could not deviate his mind. Instead, she became a Vaishnavi, a pure devotee, by the benediction of Haridas Thakur. Ordinary persons, however, should not imitate such highly elevated devotees. Ordinary persons must strictly observe the rules and regulations by staying aloof from the association of women. No one should imitate Narada Muni or Haridas Thakur. It is said, Vaishnavero Kriya Mudra Vigyo Na Bujhaye. Even if a man is very advanced in learning, he cannot understand the behavior of a Vaishnava. Anyone can take shelter of a pure Vaishnava without fear. Therefore, in the previous verse, it has been distinctly said, Devorsher Antike Shakuto Bhaya. Kayadu, the mother of Prahlad Maharaj, stayed under the protection of Narada Muni without fear from any direction. Similarly, Narada Muni, in his transcendental position, stayed with the young woman without fear of deviation. Narada Muni, Haridas Thakur and similar acharyas, especially empowered to broadcast the glories of the Lord, cannot be brought down to the material platform. Therefore, one is strictly forbidden to think that the acharya is an ordinary human being. Gurushu Naramati. So, when Indra, he practically kidnapped Kayadu, mother of Prahlad Maharaj, when Prahlad Maharaj was in the womb of Kayadu. So, Indra was afraid that as Kayadu was pregnant, and he thought that there must be another demon in Kayadu's womb. So he wanted to kill that demon. But still, because he was a demigod, he could not behave like demons. He could directly kill the lady. He could directly kill Kayadu. But he thought, I will wait until the child is born. But Narada Muni, he saw that Indra is, you know, kidnapping that lady. So Narada Muni protested and explained, actually you cannot kill the child. Later on we have seen that Hiranyakashipu tried to kill Prahlad Maharaj in so many different ways, but Hiranyakashipu himself failed. So Narada Muni, as a pure devotee, he could foresee that Prahlad Maharaj, a pure devotee, is there in the womb of Kayadu. So he told Indra that you cannot kill the child because the child is sinless and the child is a pure devotee. So when Indra heard this and other demigods who were present there, they all offered their respectful obeisances to Kayadu and to that child who is in the womb, and they circumambulated Kayadu, showing respect to a pure devotee. And Srila Prabhupada is explaining, this is the way how a devotee follows parampara, because Narad Muni is one of the acharyas, he is in our parampara. So the devotees, this is one of the symptom of devotees, that they show respect and they are obedient to parampara. The demons, they don't show so much respect to parampara, and they are not obedient, and they don't listen to acharyas. Of course, they have their own concocted acharyas, but they never surrender to the real parampara. So then in this way, in this chapter, Prahlad Maharaj is narrating his own life story, starting from the womb of his mother. So he is narrating to his friends, I was in this way, I was in the womb of my mother. The Narad Muni brought my mother to his ashrama, and because my father was engaged in performing austerity in Mandara mountain, and there was no guardian in the house, so Narad Muni kept her in his ashrama and assured her that I will give you all protection, my dear child, don't worry, you stay here. So at that time Narad Muni was every day discussing topics of Krishna, and Prahlad Maharaj, he was listening everything from the womb of his mother. And later on, Prahlad Maharaj, he did not forget all those instructions, but Kayadu forgot, as she was mentioned here as lady, she could not keep all these instructions in her memory. But Prahlad Maharaj, whatever he learned from his womb, everything he remembered, even after his birth. So Srila Prabhupada is explaining a very important point in the purport of today's verse number 14, that how Narad Muni, being a devotee, how he gave shelter to a young lady. Because in Manu Sanghita, it is mentioned that one should not associate with women, even one should not associate with mother, daughter or sister in a solitary place. How Narad Muni was doing that? So Prabhupada explained that actually Narad Muni was a pure devotee, and for pure devotee like Narad Muni, like Haridas Thakur, for them it is not a danger, because they are so matured, their mind will never be disturbed under such situation. So this instruction is only for the immatured person, those who are immatured, like us, ordinary devotees or non-devotees. For ordinary person it is prohibited, because the sloka says, Balavan Indriya Grama Vidhangsham Api Karshati. Even if you are a learned scholar, sometimes people may say, oh, it is only for those who are, labor class or, ordinary people. But say, Shukadeva Goswami says, Vidhangsham Api. I mean, even if you are learned, learning and devotion is different thing. Devotion comes when you are matured in God realization, you are matured in everything, your consciousness is 100% matured, that is called devotion, Krishna consciousness. But learning is different thing. There are so many stories, so many histories, that learned scholar became bewildered by association of women. All of you have heard the story of I forgot the name of the sage who was a disciple of Vaishamuni, that he was very much confident that my mind will never be disturbed in the association of women. So one day he told his spiritual master Beshamuni. You remember the name of that sage? Jaimini, Jaimini. So he was not afraid. Prabhupada said one of the problem of our ISKCON devotees is that they are not afraid of Maya. They are not afraid of Maya. So we should be afraid of Maya. But anyway, so Jaimini, he was not afraid of Maya. He told, no, why? My mind is not disturbed by woman. So then later on, his spiritual master Beshamuni himself, in the guise of a woman, came to Jaimini Muni, and later on Jaimini's mind got bewildered. So these are some lessons that we should be very, very alert. Those who are ordinary person, they should be very, very alert. And we should always consider ourselves as ordinary. We should never think that we are very, very matured. The day we think we are very, very matured in devotion, Krishna will give some, lesson. All the time we should think that we are very, very raw, very, very, in base level, and we are not very matured. There are many incidents that mature devotees associated with women. Just like Valmiki Muni, he gave shelter to Mother Sita. Mother Sita was staying in the ashram of Valmiki Muni. And Mother Sita was, and that was not duplicate Sita. Actually, the Sita that was kidnapped by Ravana was duplicate, Maya Sita. But the Sita who was staying in Valmiki's ashrama was original Sita, real Sita. Mother Lakshmi herself, and very, very beautiful, uncomparable. But at that time, Narada Muni was, Valmiki Muni was also young, and Sita was staying there. But Ramchandra knew what kind of person Valmiki Muni is. Ramchandra knew that. So, Sita was staying there very comfortably. There is another example. Nanda Maharaj, he gave shelter to Rohini. Actually, when Vasudeva was in prison, then Rohini's life was at risk. So Vasudeva's friend was Nanda Maharaj. So Vasudeva told Rohini and Nanda Maharaj, he told Rohini, you go and stay with my friend. And he asked Nanda Maharaj, please give shelter my wife Rohini, please give shelter at your palace. So Nanda Maharaj accepted as a friend. So in Kali Yuga, even people cannot believe their own, relatives. Nobody wants to give, it is very risky in Kali Yuga. Vasudev believed Nanda Maharaj so much that he asked Nanda Maharaj that as long as I am in the prison, and he was in the prison for many years, and as long as I am in the prison, you please protect my wife. So Rohini was very much, safe under the care of Nanda Maharaj. That's why they are so much liked by Krishna that Krishna himself appeared in that family. When devotee becomes so much pure that they become exceptionally pure, that their mind is not disturbed by even in the presence of beautiful women. Even if there are lot of temptation and chances, just like Haridas Thakur, Mayadevi herself, according to Chaitanya Charitamrita, there are two incidences with Haridas Thakur. And the first incidence, a beautiful prostitute named Lakshahira came to seduce Haridas Thakur. But he was not disturbed. Rather, he converted that lady into Vaishnavi, pure Vaishnavi. But Mayadevi also, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami explained, Mayadevi herself tested Haridas Thakur, and Haridas Thakur was undisturbed. So these are the exceptional cases. when a person become very very pure, nothing can disturb their mind. Hanuman met Sita Devi in a forest, Ashok forest, and when there was nobody, one Muslim artist, he painted a picture doubting Hanuman's character. Perhaps you know, I forgot the name of that artist. He painted Hanuman naked and Sita in forest and giving some hints that they had some illegal relationship. So people cannot guess, ordinary people cannot even imagine how, you know, a pure devotee can become so advanced that their mind is not disturbed even at the presence of maximum temptation. Arjuna visited heavenly planet, being an earthly, in this pastime Arjuna was earthly man, but when he visited heavenly planet, in heavenly planet, Urvashi approached Arjuna to have association, but Arjuna very easily refused, because Urvashi had association with his forefather Pururava. So Arjuna knew that this lady is like my mother, because she has associated with my forefather Pururava, and Pururava is my forefather, so this lady is my mother. So when Urvashi approached Arjuna, so then Arjuna said, it is not possible because you are my mother. So you see, an earthly man visited heavenly planet, and one of the most famous, most beautiful girl in heaven is Urvashi, but Arjuna refused very easily. So this is the real test of Krishna consciousness. And when we have that test, real test, this is the test, that whether our Krishna consciousness is real or duplicate. Just like gold is tested with nitric acid, whether it is pure gold or duplicate gold. If you drop nitric acid, then those who are expert, they can understand this is pure gold or duplicate gold. Similarly, a devotee, if he is really pure, his mind will not be tempted under any condition. No attraction of Maya can disturb the mind of a devotee. But we may think, okay, we are also kind of devotee. At least myself personally, I think like that. Still, we should know that, this is the safe side. We should take the safe side that we are very, very weak. We are not matured. And if my ego tells that, yes, I am matured, that is a very risky state. We should never think, even Lord Shiva, of course it is a pastime to teach us, Lord Shiva once got convinced that my mind will not be disturbed by seeing some beautiful woman. Actually when Mohini Murti came out from, milk ocean, by the mercy of Vishnu, demigods are not much disturbed, but the demons are very much disturbed. And when Shiva heard this, he thought, demigods are not disturbed, and I am the demigod, head of the demigods, and he is called Devadi Dev. He is the head of all demigods. 33 crores of demigods are there, and he is the head. So Shiva thought, I drank poison, and I do not need amrit, and I am the head of all demigods. Their mind is not much disturbed by seeing Mohini, so why my mind will be disturbed? So anyway, he took Parvati with him. Parvati, his wife, accompanied him, and he approached Narayan, Vishnu, asking that, I heard that you have shown Mohini Murti incarnation to all the demons and demigods. I have seen all of your incarnations, but I did not see this incarnation as a woman. So then Vishnu told, no, you cannot tolerate that beauty. No, I can bear, no problem. Because he was thinking like this, all demigods, they were not disturbed. And I am the head of the demigod, why my mind will be disturbed, you know. So then, when he was insisting, and also my wife is there, my wife Parvati is near guarding me, so there is no danger. So while speaking, suddenly he saw a beautiful girl playing, you know, football or something, you know. Then immediately his mind got bewildered, you know. And he started to run behind that girl, and the wife, you know, Parvati is trying to, you know, call him, but he did not care Parvati's call. Everything became, you know, meaningless. I mean, Parvati is crying, calling, and even, you know, generally people are very much careful of social respect. It is a very, very strong, you know, block. When people want to become like animal, the social respect is a great block, but Shiva lost that also. He was crossing through the mountains where all great sages were there, performing their tapasya. So in this way, even social respect could not stop him. The wife could not stop him. So anyway, this is, ultimately it is a pastime, but to teach us that we should never be convinced. Even if you are in matured stage, we should not be convinced so much. But Narada Muni, he did a duty. He knows there is a devotee, and this lady doesn't have any shelter. Where she will go now? So depending on Krishna, under some special circumstances, Narada Muni gave shelter to that, Prahlad Maharaja's mother. So we should not be fanatic also. In some special circumstances, we should judge the situation. But ordinarily, our formula should be that we should never be convinced that we have achieved that matured stage, that no maya can disturb us. Under any circumstances, even if our mind is not disturbing for a long time, long period, still we should not be convinced. Mind is very tricky, and any moment mind can, you know, spoil everything. Prabhupada used to say, illicit connection means everything is finished. Everything is finished. Such a dangerous thing in spiritual life. So for us, the best policy is safe distance. Safe distance. Just like petrol and fire. Petrol is kept far away from fire. Because close means anytime there can be explosion. So we should maintain far distance. That's why it is also good, especially those weak like us, not to keep any scope like television, internet. It is better. It is my personal opinion, many body may not like it, not to keep these things in our own house. Because these things are very, very, golden opportunities they are to deviate our mind. So in this way, the most we remain aloof, then we are safe, Krishna will be pleased. And once Krishna is pleased, this is also devotion to Krishna. That we maintain the order of Krishna, the Shastric orders, Shastric instructions are coming from Krishna. So if you follow this order, that we maintain distance as far as possible, we maintain distance from Maya. Woman is Maya for man is Maya for woman. So the more we maintain distance, that is, we are in the safe side. Thank you very much. We have 10 minutes more. If you have any questions or comment, please, you can ask your question or you can pass your comment. Pardon?
How can we overcome the provoking situations?
Can you speak more loudly?
Hare Krishna. How can we overcome the provoking situations?
How can we overcome provoking situation. Step one, we should not be closer to provoking situation. Petrol should not go near fire. Petrol should not stay near fire. This is the best policy. This is the best policy. By chance, if you are near fire, then only, you know, if your devotion is matured, and we pray to Krishna, we pray to Guru, we pray to Nrisimhadev, by prayer and by our alertness, if it depends on the maturity of our devotion. If our devotion is really matured, then you will be always protected by Lord. Okay? And for us, the common policy is to stay aloof, as far as possible, to stay aloof. Any other?
Hi Krishna. Yeah, to just add a comment to that question. To stay aloof also, and it reminded me one time during Nrisimha Chaturdashi time, Mahatma Prabhu asked the Bhaktivedanta Purna Maharaj during the class, he said, in accordance to Prahlad Maharaj, that we're always protected by the Lord at the same time when, for example, we're driving in the car, does it mean that we don't have to fasten the seat belts? Because like if we like very, very deeply meditate upon protection of the Lord. And Maharaj answered that no, it means that we need to follow our Dharma and follow the rules and regulations. Because provoking situations are happening everywhere, especially in the city. Now in Mayapur we're feeling safe, we're feeling comfortable, but out there it's like flashing everywhere.
Yeah.
That's why if we just keep our focus in our Dharma, our shelter of the shelter.
Prabhupada used to say that if you think one devotee is complaining that in temple Matajis are chanting, I cannot chant there. Prabhupada said, go to Himalaya. So we should not be fanatic, but Krishna sees the intention. Bhavagrahi Janardhan. Krishna sees what is our intention. If our intention is pure, Krishna will protect us. Chanting 16 rounds, I heard. Sometimes in cinema we see in Mahabharata that some circle is protecting, if you see Lopkush, you will see a circle is protecting Lopkush. So when somebody is throwing arrow, it is coming and stucking to the circle. Have you seen that? So when you chant 16 rounds, a circle is created for that day. For 24 hours, a circle is created. So if any temptation or if anything comes, it will stuck to that circle. But if we don't chant 16 rounds, that circle is not created. This is I heard from some senior devotee. So, if you really chant 16 rounds sincerely, by hook or by crook, Krishna will manage. Krishna will create such a situation that Maya cannot, even if temptation comes, some situation will be there. Krishna knows how to create that situation. And, Maya cannot deviate our mind. So that's why chanting 16 round is very, very important. Okay. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. That one slok is there, Gurur Brahma, Gurur Vishnu, Gurur Deva Maheshwara. So, Prabhu, I have little confusion here. Like, Gurur Deva Maheshwara means He is the God of all demigods. But here Vishnu is saying Gurur Deva only.
Actually, this sloka, Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, this is a favorite Guru Pranam of the Mayavadis. Those who are Mayavadis, they offer this Pranam to their Guru. But it is not, practically speaking, Prabhupada, I never saw in any of his book that he has quoted this sloka. Our pranam is Om Agyan Otimirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya. So they are sometimes confused. They think Guru is 100% God. But our philosophy is that Guru is not God, he is servant of God, but we should show 100% respect as God. So it is little different, you know. So anyway, this Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, we show respect like Vishnu, but we know he is not Vishnu. Okay, so, okay, here question.
Lord Shiva, he was bewildered with Mohini Murti group. Normally, what we know, what we have learned, what we have heard since from our small age, Lord Shiva is Trikal Darsi. So, isn't he was not known that he is going to fall down after the Mohini Murti?
Lord Shiva can be Trikala Darsi as long as Krishna wants. If Krishna is the supreme controller. If Krishna wants to perform a pastimes, if Krishna wants to bewilder his mind, he can cover even Lord Shiva, because Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. If he wants, he can cover even Arjuna's intelligence was covered, even Parikshit Maharaja's intelligence was covered. If Krishna wants to perform some pastimes, he can cover the intelligence of Lord Shiva also. Is it clear? Because Shiva is subservient to Lord Krishna. He is subordinate. The supreme.
After that incident, that wherever his cements was found, all silver and
gold. They became gold. Yeah.
So maybe for that creation also, God
made. Yeah. Whatever. Pastimes. Even Lord Brahma was attracted to his daughter, and it is said, if you criticize Lord Brahma for that, you will get punishment. This will be offensive. We are not criticizing them, but we must take the good lesson. These pastimes are enacted just to give us a lesson. We take the good lesson and offer respect to them. That's all. Brahma's Sikh's grandson offended when Brahma got attracted to his daughter. Sikh's son offended Brahma. They were smiling, laughing. So they became children of Hiranyakashipu. Then they became children of Devaki, you know, Sikh children who were killed by Kamsa. They are all grandson of Brahma. Because they offended Lord Brahma, that's why they got this punishment. So we should never offend to those great personalities, even though apparently they might have committed something wrong. But we should know it is done by Krishna himself. The controlling power is in the hand of Krishna. When a great devotee is bewildered, there is some purpose. Just like when Arjuna got bewildered, the purpose is to, you know, give Bhagavad Gita. Similarly, when Parikshit Maharaj got bewildered, Parikshit Maharaj is not responsible for that. Actually, it was Krishna's trick. Krishna made him bewildered so that Bhagavata can be given for all of us. So in this way, sometimes Krishna bewilders his great devotees just to give some lesson to all his children. Okay? Thank you. So can I stop here? Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki Samavata Vaishnav Bhakta Vrinda ki Nitai Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari Bhav. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya.
Hare Krishna.
Well, there was a man of, well, there was a man of,